I'm visiting with Jordan Stultz. He's an independent 4-H member in Davison County. He's been a member for approximately 7 years. Jordan, thanks for joining us today. And wow, this has been a most unusual year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on 4-H activities. So how did the cancellation of a number of these events impact you?
Give me an opportunity to work on my calves a lot more.
So even though you're unable to be involved, you were able to stay active by devoting more attention to them.
Yep.
So what kind of calves are you showing?
A market heifer and a breeding heifer.
And how long have you had them?
5 years.
How do you go about working with them? How often do you work with them?
I go in every morning after basketball workouts.
And what are some of the things you do with your calves?
Walk them around, get them used to the halter, and break them in.
Being that you're working on your own, who do you turn to for advice when you might have some questions?
My father. He's been doing this since he was 8.
I see. And what got you involved in it?
My older brother and sister.
Well, at this point, the South Dakota State Fair is scheduled to go on as planned. Do you plan to participate this year?
Yeah, we usually go every year.
And how are you preparing for the state fair at this point?
Going in and just working on them, leading them around.
And so I guess, you know, with the pandemic and stuff going on, 4-H has really been a good way for you to pass some time.
Yep.
Once we get past the pandemic, what is the first 4-H activity that you want to resume doing?
Getting to do a lot more shows.
How many do you usually do in a year?
Oh, close to 10.
And so with this going on, it kind of cuts down your opportunities, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, I've got one other question for you here, and that is, if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
There's a lot of great things in what they do. You can help your community. There's classes you can take, a lot of cool things you could to build.
Well, Jordan Stultz, independent 4-H member in Davison County, thank you so much for visiting with us today here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.